And the background music of Larry Razavian is Out of Tone Checks right there with our theme musicians come and play. Wrapping up right now means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 382 in that continuing series. We have 8 minutes before the hour of 12 noon with 60 degrees here in central Minnesota and bright sunshine now. Here, well, not bright sunshine, still some clouds, but the sun peeking through anyway. So, anyway, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now. Go to the phone line and say good morning to Mr. Del Sinchak. Del, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Si. Nice to talk to you.
Very good. And Del, for the listener's sake, where are we talking to you from?
I'm talking from Youngstown, Ohio.
All right. And what's things like in Youngstown, Ohio this morning?
Well, it's 62 degrees and the sun's shining a little bit, but it's a little cloudy.
Uh-huh.
But it's a nice day.
Well, good. And, you know, those days off, those holiday weekends, They're you know, rainy or cloudy, they're still better than any great day at work, right?
You got that right.
Well, Del, we don't know a whole lot about you, so why don't we go back to the beginning and find out where were you born and raised, and mom and dad, and a little bit about the family. Tell us what's all with you.
Okay, I was born in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, which is about 60 miles from Youngstown. And my dad worked in a steel mill, and he got transferred to Youngstown, so we moved to Youngstown. I was 6 years old at the time, and I started my first band when I was in the eighth grade, along with Joe Fedorchak, and he and I started our first band together in the eighth grade, and then we sort of split up. He went his way, and I went my way, so we've been around a long time in the polka business.
Uh-huh. All right. And starting your own band right away there, the Del Sinchak Band, has that been going the whole time?
No, we were, at that time we were called the Polka Serenaders.
Oh, okay.
When, when Joe and I started together, and we played our first job for $2.
Yeah.
The thing is, we only knew about six songs.
Yep, yep.
So we played a little frozen custard stand here in town, and they paid us a couple bucks, but it was great. It was a start. We were young kids, and from then on, we both went to Joe went his way, and he had a successful polka band throughout his career, and I've been fortunate to have the same.
Okay, and what do you play, Del? Tell us a little bit about the instruments.
I play the accordion, and that's the only instrument that I've played, during my life.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of accordion do you play?
I have Italo American, which my parents bought me when I was like 18 years old, I think.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
I've had it for a long time,
and it served you well.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. All right. And what did Joe Fedorchuk, what did he play then?
Joe was an accordion player also.
Oh, okay. So you'd play dual accordions at that time then?
Yes. Uh-huh. In fact, I've had dual accordions for most of my playing career, really.
Okay. Okay. So right now, the Del Sinchik Band, two accordions in the band then these days yet?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Who's the other accordion player these days?
His name is Bob Baskey.
Okay, very good.
I'm also from our area.
Uh-huh.
And we had a young fellow by the name of Ron Ostalash, which was called Osti, and he was with our group for about 17 years. He passed away last December, but he was recognized in this area as one of the top accordion players.
Okay, very good. And how many pieces do you usually play when you're playing, Del?
Well, we usually have a five-piece group. I mean, we've carried five-piece for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
We have drums, drum, sax, bass, and two accordions.
Okay. Very good. Now, I see there's also a button box on one of the albums. You don't play button box yourself. You usually have another player?
No, I don't. We had guest artists. There's a lot of button box players in our area.
Okay.
And we have a group called El Rey Combo. And they both play button box, and they're good button box players. So I invited them to sit in on a couple of our albums, which they did. On each album, they did two or three songs.
Okay, very good. Well, now playing all those years, when did you start making recordings? Right away, or when did you do the recordings?
No, our first recording was on Balkan Records out of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I was probably 18 years old when we did our first recording. We drove to Chicago, and we did 4 78s.
Okay.
At that time, that was the record, was a 78.
Yeah.
So we had four 78s that were released on Balkan Records out of Chicago.
Ah, neat.
And since then we've done we have 10 CDs that we've recorded over the years.
Uh-huh. Well, very good.
Two of our CDs were nominated for Grammy Awards for Best Polka Album. And unfortunately, Jimmy Sturr beat us out both times.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
Absolutely.
He's a friend of mine.
You bet. And yeah, rubbing elbows with some pretty big names there. So that's pretty awesome. You bet.
Yeah, we had three of our albums that were nominated at the Polka Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember or if you're aware, we were inducted to the Hall of Fame in Iron World.
Oh, really? Okay, and that's up here in Minnesota.
Yeah, we played in Chisholm twice.
Okay.
In our career.
Wow.
And we played at Iron World twice, and one year I was inducted to the Hall of Fame there.
Well, that is very good. Well, Del, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
You bet.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, one of the finest meat markets around. This week, in fact, June 3rd, marks 53 years since my dad, Junior Funnestein, along with his partner, Dave Telfin, bought the St. Joe Meat Market from John Flieger. That is when I started my career at the St. Joe Meat Market as well. Just think, back then, ground beef was selling for only 39 cents per pound. A quarter of beef was going for 59 cents per pound. But also, you could buy gas for 19 cents per gallon. Yes, some things have certainly changed in 53 years, but what hasn't changed is the great quality of meat and great service that you have come to expect. Yes, and we at the St. Joe Meat Market hope to be around for many more years to come. The brat of the week this week is our smoked beer brats. Come in this week and take 30 cents per pound off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. And new at the St. Joe Meat Market are two new flavored brats. They are a smoked onion and bell pepper brat and a smoked jalapeno beer and cheddar cheese brat. Yes, two new awesome flavors. Come in and try some for yourself. As always, for more great in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Dell, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, along with Chasm here. We send that out to you. Hope that you and the family around you, everybody can enjoy that in good health. How's that sound for you?
Well, thanks. I, boy, when you were doing a commercial, I said, wow, that's some good stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I would imagine you have a few good meat markets in your area, too?
Yeah, we do.
That's great.
We do.
Yeah, always nice to get into those little shops. I know when I go on vacation, if there's one around, I like to stop in and see what they're doing. And, you know, basically they all do it the same. They cut meat and they put it out there and try to keep it fresh. And it's a neat thing. So, yeah, we hope you enjoy that meat package.
I sure will, I'm sure.
Well, good. Well, Dale, as you were growing up and playing, who were some of the musicians, the accordion players that you looked up to that you kind of followed or tried to duplicate, or who did you like?
Well, at that time, I was probably in the eighth grade in high school, probably about 18 years old. I got a chance to play in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania with Frank Yankovic.
Oh, my.
That was my first encounter playing with Frank, and over the years we played many years, many times together at different polka events throughout the country, in St. Louis and Las Vegas and so on. We played along with Frank, and I played three times with Jimmy Stern, Las Vegas, and once in the I'm sorry, we did three cruises with Jimmy Sir.
Okay.
And as we were growing up, Cy, when I was in the late 50s, we were young kids, so we, you know, rock and roll came in, and we became a rock and roll band for a short time. And we had an opportunity to do the backup band for a hit record called Ramalama Ding Dong by the Etzels.
Oh, yes.
Back in the 50s, that was our band that recorded that with them.
My goodness.
A backup band. They were a singing group. And during that period, we had four 45s that were recorded on Chess Records out of Chicago. That they were rock and roll songs. And then as 4 or 5 years went by playing rock and roll, we decided, I was going on the road quite a bit, and my wife said, you know, we got three kids, and if you're going to go on the road, then you're going to have to find a new wife. So I decided to stay home and went back to playing polkas, and I've been playing polkas ever since.
That's great. Now, did you make music your full-time career, or did you do another occupation for your life? Or
I owned a music store for 25 years.
Okay.
And when I got out of the music store business, I loved to have a recording studio. So I started a recording studio called Wham Records. I don't know if you're familiar with Wham Records. A lot of Polish bands have the label Wham Records. We recorded quite a few Polish bands at that time.
Okay.
And then I sold the recording business to a gentleman by the name of Gary Ramey. And I'm sure you're familiar with Gary. Gary's the engineer on most of the polka albums that come out of Youngstown.
Okay.
And I went to the studio one time. I said, you know, Gary, I'm retired from the music store, but I still want to work, and I'd like to rent an office in your studio and start a record label. And Gary says, you know what, Dale? Why don't you just come to work for me, and we'll start a record label together? And that's what I did. I've been with Gary for about 26 years.
Really? And that is Peppermint Recording Studios?
Yeah, Peppermint Recording Studios. And since I've been there, we have about 115 albums that we recorded in polka music over the years that I've been there.
My goodness. And is that also in Youngstown, or where is the studio located?
That's in Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Ohio. Very good.
Frank Yankovic recorded there. Walter Austin did many of his recordings at Peppermint.
Okay.
And in fact, believe it or not, Hank Thanander from Minnesota actually came to Youngstown to record at Peppermint Recording Studios.
Wow. Wow. That is pretty awesome. Yeah, that speaks well of your business there. So that's great. Congratulations.
Gary Ramey has been, over the years, noted for a great polka recording artist. In fact, right now, he's doing a lot of mixing and does a lot of the shows with Molly B.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Yes, very good.
And, he does. A lot of their TV shows on RFD that they did, Gary did all the mixing in the RFD shows that are on TV.
That's great. So, Dale, we got to ask you, getting back to the accordion, you play by ear, or do you read music?
Well, I can read, but most of the time I play by ear. In fact, we don't even have a sheet music on the bandstand. Everything that we play, not only myself, but all the guys in the band, we play strictly by ear.
Oh, and that is awesome. I myself, in my career, I needed music to play when I was playing concertina or trumpet, and somebody had pulled the sheet on me. I was lost. But, you know, that's such a great asset when you are able to play, when it's, you know, your fingers can do one thing and you can look around, your mind does another thing. It's just interacting with the crowd, I think, at the various dances and stuff.
Exactly.
It's so much more when you see bands that aren't tied to their music sheet. Boy, they can really interact with the crowd a lot more, I think.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate because even when we rehearse, you know, we listen to a song and we start playing it.
Uh-huh.
It's almost as simple as that. I mean, we have to go over it a few times, but most of the times the guys in the band are all capable of playing by ear, and it's really great because we can, hey, did you hear that song last week? Yeah, how'd it go? It goes like this, and we start playing it.
Oh, awesome. So is there a lot of dance halls or venues to play in your area, or were there? Are you losing them like we are, or...? What's it like over there?
This year has been totally a disaster. We haven't played a job since last August was the last job we played.
Okay.
However, they're coming back. We have 10 jobs scheduled for the next couple months. So little by little, they are coming back. But a lot of the clubs here in town have you know, just because of the COVID, had stopped having dances at all.
Yeah.
A lot of the musicians here in town are starving if they did that, you know, just for a living.
Absolutely.
I mean, because they haven't played a gig. I've been fortunate that I still go to work every day.
Absolutely.
I have a job, but I love to play, and you know, we play as much as we can.
That's right. And over your career, typical week, did you play like Friday, Saturday, Sunday type things in local areas, and then go on the road occasionally, or how did it work for you?
Yeah, we go on. I mean, over the years we've gone. I haven't in the past 4 or 5 years gone on the road much, but you know, we traveled all over. We traveled to Vegas. We played in Minnesota and Chicago, a lot of different areas. But in the past 5, 6, 7 years, we just stuck around our area. Cleveland and Pittsburgh probably is the furthest that we've that we go right now. And we play maybe. I mean, when things were good, we were playing a couple nights a week. But during the rock and roll era, when we were young, I played 7 nights a week for at least 4 years.
Oh, wow. Boy, then you didn't need to practice because practice was happening while you performed, huh?
Yeah, you got that right.
Oh, that's awesome. So I was going to ask you something else that just escaped me for a moment here, but it'll come back to me in just a little bit. Can you mention a few of the ballrooms, dance halls in your area that were, you know, people travel, and I'm sure some of our people, listeners here, maybe have been to your area. And what are some of the big ballrooms, places that you would have played in your area?
Well, one of the big ballrooms is called Avon Oaks Ballroom. In fact, we have Molly B coming there in October.
Uh-huh.
For a dance. I'll be performing with Molly B, our bands. And the other one that was really big in our area is Kuzman's Lounge. I don't know if you have heard of Kuzman's.
I have, yes.
One of our CDs we did live at Kuzman's,
yep.
And that probably was the biggest CD that we ever recorded. We did it live with an audience, and the place was just packed. It was phenomenal. It was a 2-day recording event, but they had dancing 3 nights a week forever, for as long as I can remember. The gentleman that owned Kuzman's, his name was John Kuzman, he started Avon Oaks Ballroom. Then he sold Avon Oaks Ballroom to another fella, and then he opened up Kuzman's Lounge, which is a bar and a lounge. And in the back of the lounge, they have a big ballroom.
Okay.
A very successful over the many years. And John and his wife passed away about 2 years ago, and since then it was sold to somebody else, and polka music wasn't their bag, so they just don't do any polka music there.
Okay.
Anymore.
Yeah. I know now what I was going to ask you before. For the listener's sake, how do you describe your music? What style? I mean, like in Minnesota, we have the Dutchman style a lot. What is yours, Slovenian, or how do you describe your music?
Yes. We definitely are Slovenian style. We, you know, that's where I looked up to Frank Yankovic and Johnny Pecan and Johnny Vadno at that time when I was growing up, and that's the style that I wanted to play, and that's the style that we've continued to play over the years.
All right. Did you ever get to work with Myron Florin?
No.
No, did not.
I haven't.
Yeah. We got to see him at the German Fest 1 year in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, boy, he packed the house there. That's probably, 15, 20 years ago that we seen him. But, boy, he could really play. How about Joey Miskelin? Do any work with Joey?
Oh, yeah. We performed with Joey. And, in fact, we played in Branson at the Lawrence Walk Theater with Jimmy Sturr for a polka weekend event.
Okay. Very, very good. Well, Del, our time is running down. I usually ask every guest about this time if they have a memory that they would like to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. What do you have for us? Awards or get stuck in a snowstorm someplace? Or what memory sticks out in your mind?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Probably the biggest in my life was when we went to the Grammy Awards. Just to be there with stars throughout the music business was just a thrill to be able to walk down that red carpet like you see on TV.
Uh-huh.
And say, wow, I'm there. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And that was the highlight of my career, was the twice that we went to the Grammy Awards, and participated in the Grammy Awards, and you know, like I say, just to be there to sit in the theater there with some of the great stars in the music business was probably the thrill of my life.
Oh, I believe that. Well, congratulations on that. That is just awesome. Glad to hear it. So, well, Del, our time is about run out. We really want to thank you for taking time out of your life there and visiting with us. And I tell every guest, if the good Lord's willing, that you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again. How's that?
I would love it, really, Si. Thank you very much for having me, and I'd like to say hello to everybody in Minnesota from the Del Sinchak Band in Youngstown, Ohio.
Well, very good. You have a great afternoon, Del, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes here off the air.
Thank you, Si.
All right, and there he goes, Del Sinchak. And Del is our 382nd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Del Sinchak Orchestra in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up there, wrapping up Musicians Come and Play, our 382nd guest, and that was Del Sinchak from Youngstown, Ohio. Great, great person, great, great guy, nice and easy to talk to. So right now we're going to start music by the Del Sinchak Orchestra, and it's one called Kramer's Polka. We'll be right back. The Del Sinchek Orchestra, one called Kramer's Polka. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 60 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Waltz time now, one called Agnes Waltz.
I love Agnes, my wife, my friend. I will cherish her till the end. She brings happiness, joy to me. I love Agnes, my wife, my friend. Till the end, she brings happiness, joy to me. I love Agnes, my wife, my friend.
One called Agnes Waltz, and that comes off of Del Sinchek's Let the Sun Shine In recording, a 50-year recording. Good stuff for you there by the Del Sinchek Orchestra. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig. And people, places, and planning fill Jeannie B's days as the Tons of Fun in 21 tour schedule is up and operating, ready for anyone experiencing 2020 cabinitis. Yeah, Jeannie's favorite term. And that's what we all had last year. We were stuck at home. Nobody could travel. Nobody could get together and do things. But now that COVID seems to be letting up and we've got things under control, full fun-filled itineraries take Jeannie B's travelers throughout the USA. And highlights this year include the Fall Colors of the Ozark, the Branson Holiday Tours, including favorites like Daniel O'Donnell and the Presley family. Then there's Door County, Wisconsin, the Cape Cod of the Midwest, also the Westward Ho, including the Medora Musical, and that's one that we're going to be involved with. We're going on. That's going to be leaving, I believe it's July 14th through the 17th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. And more details are coming on that. But, yeah, should be a fun time. That Medora musical out there in the Dakotas. Then there's also Yellowstone and the Grand Teton Parks in the Black Hills. She's going to go to the Ark Encounter Creation Museum. Also, sites of Duluth and Bayfield, just to mention various places that are included in the 2021 schedule. Now, Jeannie also does the casino tours, so there's the daycations and there's the casino sleepovers. So if you're looking for just a quick jog, well, yeah, they do a number of casinos for the one-day trips. And if you're looking to spend a little time, well, they do the sleepovers and have those on the schedule as well. So for more information, give Jeannie a call. She'd be happy to mail out a brochure, or you can check her out on her website. First of all, give her a call, 320-345-1581. Again, that's 320-345-1581 for Jeannie B's Tours. And again, you can check Jeannie out on the web at jeanniebtours.com. So that's Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E, B, Tours, T-O-U-R-S.com. And, yeah, if you want to email Jeannie, it's jeanniebtours@gmail.com. So, yeah, Jeannie B's Tours, exciting traveling company, great buses, and they're looking forward to you hopping on one of their buses and joining them on one of these many trips. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Getting back to the music of Del Sinchek and his orchestra, here's one called Oh Johnny Oh. And that is Del Sinchek with one called Oh Johnny Oh. Right now, here's one called You Are the One. Del Sinchek.
When I see your smiling face, so happy, I know you are the one. When I see your eyes that oh so sparkle, I know you are the one. Thank you.
tight, dear. I know you are the one.
Dale Sinchuk and his orchestra with one called You Are the One. Here's another nice one by Dale Sinchuk. It's one called I Wanna Call You Sweetheart. The Dale Sinchuk Orchestra, I Want to Call You Sweetheart. As we come up on 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and our temperature reading is at 61 degrees here in central Minnesota, in the last portion, final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And, yeah, Kevin was listening to me talking about those Hustlers, and I would always say probably the original zero-turn lawnmower. It is the original zero-turn lawnmower. I was just out by Kevin's this past week. He took me in his showroom and showed me the banner, and I believe it dates back to 1964, the first zero-turn put out by Hustler back in those days, and showed me the pictures of the Hustlers, what it looked like back then, to what it is now today. So pretty awesome. Yes. And that Hustler, that is the ultimate mower for mowing lawns these days. Yes, it eliminates the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And Kevin has brand new Hustlers in stock. Beautiful showroom there. Just fun to look at all those bright and shiny new machines. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes and other options that are available to you. Baggers and attachments. And yeah, Kevin can do a lot for you. So, and he does repair work on all makes and models. So he services what he sells, and he also services machines and items that he hasn't sold. So yeah, if you're in need of some repair work, bring it out to Kevin. If it's beyond repair, he'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. And Kevin does accept trades. So yeah, that's the big item there. And Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile. So if you trade old Bessie in, he'll recondition it, service it, put it back out there for sale. So if in your market for something used, a good chance he might have something out there. So check him out this week. And as always, Kevin's a busy guy. Yep, he's putting in the crops and he's harvesting crops on the family farm. So you'll always want to make sure that Kevin's there before you get there. So give him a call ahead of time. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. And Kevin has taken on this Eagle Power line of equipment. And I'm happy to say that I made my purchase this week out there. I picked up one of these. I'm looking for it in the brochure right now. It's called the Power System ARC 56-volt lithium battery. And so it's the I bought the kit. I bought the power head, and I believe it came with the weed trimmer and the edger, that kit. Then I also bought the pole saw with it as well. So all of these attachments attached to it. Really, really nice. It's not not overly priced. I must say I was very impressed with what I got into the whole package for. And you can do the same. Yes, Kevin will treat you right. So, and what's neat about these battery-operated ones, no mess, you know, no gas, no spilling, no nothing, and they'll run as long as that battery runs, and that 56-volt, that goes pretty darn good. So check them out at Kevin's, and there's a bunch of other equipment that's battery-powered, so you can get a self-propelled push mower now with a bagger there. He's got the leaf blower and the backpack blower, and all of those are battery powered as well. And boy, do they have some oomph. So check them out. Fun place to go. Kevin's Countryside, again, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe and County Road 3. Nice drive out there any time of the year, but especially this time of the year now, watching all those crops come up. So look for the big post with the yellow and kind of orange sign hanging from it there on the left-hand side or the west side of the road as you're heading north towards Holdingford. It's about 6 miles from St. Joe. That's Kevin's Countryside, and he proudly brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 19 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 62 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, Dell was talking about his live recording and probably thinks that was one of their best recordings. It was recorded live at Kuzman's. And so we're going to feature a couple of songs right now from that recording. And here's one that Vince Gill had a big hit on. It's one called Look at Us.
Look at us, after all these years together. Look at us, after all that we've been through. Look at us, still leaning on each other. If you want to see how true love should be, then just look at us. Look at you. You're still pretty as a picture. look at me, I'm still crazy over you. Look at us, still believing in forever. If you wanna see how true love should be, then just look at us. In 100 years from now, I know without a doubt they'll all look back and wonder how we made it all work out. The chances are just look at us. Look at us, after all these years together, look at us, after all that we've been through, look at us. Then just look at us. In 100 years from now, I know without a doubt they'll all look back and wonder how we made it all work out. The chances are
Del Sinchek Orchestra off of their live recording, Live at Kuzmin's, One Call, Look at Us. One more from that CD, and this one's one called Jackie's Waltz, and that's featuring the Button Box.
Thank you.
One called Jackie's Waltz, and that's from the live recording, live at Kuzman's. And that Button Box was a guest accordionist, Al Romaine, I believe, and Ray Kovac did the Button Box selections there. 12 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock as we're winding down another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Fate here on KASM. Going to go back to one of Del's other recordings, and this one is the best of the best of the Del Sinchek band, and it's one called Alice. Very rousing tune done by a lot of bands. This is the version done by Del Sinchek.
That you heard about Alice. Well, I rushed through the window and looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes as a big limousine pulled up into Alice's garage. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got a reason, but I don't wanna know. But for 24 years Alice, who the hell is Alice? For 24 years, waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second chance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Alice, who the hell is Alice? For 24 years, waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second chance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Alice, who the hell is Alice? For 24 years, waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second chance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Alice, who the hell is Alice?
Great recording there by the Del Sinchek Orchestra, a recording of the song Alice. 8 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 62, our current temperature here in Albany. It's old time waltz time with one called the Sunflower Waltz. The Del Sinchek Orchestra with one called the Sunflower Waltz. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We're going to do that with one that Del does here. It's called the Yankovic Waltz Medley. The Del Sinchek Orchestra. Del Sinchek Orchestra with one called the Yankovic Waltz Medley, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. 3 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 63 degrees here in central Minnesota.